Welcome to The Beatles, Long and Winding Road. I'm your host, M.G. Kelly. John, Paul, George, and Ringo, members of the most popular and influential musical group of all time. Their songs continue touching the hearts of millions of people all over the world. For the next 12 hours, you'll hear the entire story, beginning with their humble Liverpool origins in 1956, until April 10th, 1970, when Paul McCartney announced to the world that the Beatles were no more. So sit back and relax as we travel down the Beatles' long and winding road. In America, it all started on February 7th, 1964, when four young men from Liverpool were met by over 250,000 hysterical fans at New York's Kennedy Airport. From that time on, it was utter pandemonium. The screaming was due in part to the phenomenal success that the group was having with their first American number one hit, a song that Paul says came about from a simple jam session.
This was one of the songs that we were told we definitely had to get working. So we went and we found, it was an old disused house that we found. We were just sort of walking along with it. So we got down in the basement of this disused house and there was an old sort of piano there. So we were just having this sort of informal jam session down there. And suddenly just a little bit came to us. I think it was just sort of the catch line. And so we started working on it from there, and we got our pens and paper out, and we just wrote the lyrics down. And eventually, you know, we had some sort of a song. So we went back and we played it over to our recording manager, and he seemed to like it, you know, so we recorded it the next day.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I'll rather hold your hand. It's such a feeling that my love, I can hide. Yeah, you got that something, I think you'll understand. When I feel that something, I wanna hold your hand.
Before the British invaded the United States, London was invaded by American R&B artists. We sent them the Motown sound, the blues, and early rock and roll, and they turned it around and gave it right back to us.
Everything we do is influenced by American music, you know, and mainly by American colored music, originally by people like Little Richard, but non-colored artists like Elvis, Eddie Cochran, the late, Buddy Holly, the late.
Well, she was just 17, did you know? See you.
In 1957, John Lennon, Pete Shotton, Rod Davis, Eric Griffiths, and Colin Hanton formed a group to play skiffle, a blend of rockabilly, pop, and country. They named themselves the Quarrymen after their school, Quarry Bank High. Colin Hanton, an original member of the Quarrymen, remembers when George joined up with John and Paul.
Somebody introduced us to George Harrison, said what a good guitar player he was, and the lads talked to him, and I think he was asked to play something like Guitar Boogie, which he did, and that was it. And on the Saturday, Nigel Wally came down to my house and said that Paul and John wanted George Harrison to join the group.
Hannah, you come and ask me, girl, to set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me, so I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. Anna, girl, before you go now, I want you to know now that I still love you so. But if he loves you more, go with him. All of my life, I've been searching for a girl to love me like I love you. Oh, now, but every girl I've ever had breaks my heart. Set you free, go with him. All of my life, I've been searching for a girl to love me like I love you. But let me tell you now that every girl I've ever had breaks my heart. Just one more thing, girl. You give back your ring to me, and I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him. You can go with him, girl. Go with him.
John and Paul were the band's main songwriters, but George also strived to compose. Mercy Beat editor Bill Harry was constantly telling George to write songs. Every time Harry saw George, he'd ask if he was writing. Eventually, George Harrison responded with a song, Don't Bother Me.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, can't believe that she would leave me on my own. It's just alright when every night I'm all alone. I've got no time for you right now, don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get. Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me.
got no time for you right now. Don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. Don't bother me. Don't bother me.
Ringo Starr wasn't the first drummer for the Beatles. It was Pete Best, who was a member of the group for almost 2 years.
I first got to know them through them actually coming to the Casbah, which was my mother's club in Liverpool, where they were then known as the Quarrymen. Okay, they didn't have a drummer, and Stu Sutcliffe wasn't with them then. And they helped decorate the club. We needed a group to open the Casbah, and we knew a couple of friends who knew of them, and they said, why don't you get the Quarrymen?
It won't be long, yeah.
Coming up next on The Beatles' Long and Winding Road, Johnny and the Moondogs choose a new name.
Oh, yes, it's a joke.
And Brian Epstein catches a noontime concert at the Cavern Club.
Because I've been interested in the theater and acting.
Stay tuned.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, you're a florist. Why the gas mask?
Allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a 6-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, but it stopped working.
Try new Contact 12-hour allergy.
But Contact's for cold.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
12 hours? That's twice as long as Benadryl.
Come on, sir. It's time to smell the flowers. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
Good news, ladies. Your prince has come. Prince Charming, that is. The irresistible new romance by New York Times bestselling author Julie Garwood. Prince Charming is an exquisite novel of twisted fate, where a marriage of convenience turns into a dream come true, and love saves the day after all. Julie Garwood attracts readers like beautiful heroines attract dashing heroes, raves USA Today. Prince Charming by Julie Garwood. New in hardcover from Pocket Books.